I think sometimes as educators, we get sort of channeled into looking at books that are only directly related to education. My background with my master's in psychology has me interested in positive psychology, in looking at ways to help others thrive. That's why I chose the name Flourishing Kids for my Twitter name. That's why my blog is called All Kids Can Flourish.blogspot.com. And really, my big interest is not only helping kids to be successful, but to flourish, to thrive, to live their best lives. And in that pursuit, I have to model that myself. So, one of my favorite researchers in the field of positive psychology is Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. She is at the University of North Carolina in the at Chapel Hill, and she has a lab, a positive emotions and psychophysiology lab. And the work that she's done really has impressed me because she's been able to do some groundbreaking work on positive emotions and the power those have to not only uplift us, but to broaden our minds and help us be able to function better cognitively, which is something that I think is underutilized in education. This book called Positivity talks about the research that she did about emotions and that there's a very powerful way to increase your positivity in life and sort of combat the powerful effects of negative emotions. She talks about how negative emotions are so much more powerful than positive ones, and possibly the roots of that go to our basically survival skills. If we don't alert ourselves to negative stimuli, then in the past we might have gotten eaten by a lion. So we often have responses like fear and anxiety that maybe would have had a function in the past, but today they're really just extra emotions that we don't need to let ourselves go into. So the book not only goes into that research, and she's a skeptic herself. I really like that about her. She's a very, very dedicated scientist. So she's not one of those touchy-feely, oh, everything's wonderful, happiness, smiley faces kind of person. She really does her work in, doing rigorous research. What I love most about the book is at the end there's a toolkit, and she presents several tools on how to live a more positive life, and I'd like to share those with you right now. The first tool she says is be open. A lot of times we kind of numb ourselves to sensory experiences, and she says to practice tuning in and being, mindful of all the senses when you're going for a morning walk. So we can learn a lot about this from children. They're very open and they're very spontaneous, and I think that really helps us promote a more creative outlook and a more positive one. The second one, create high quality connections, and she does a lot of work with Jane Dutton, and who's done some really good work about that, engaging and being respectful and present and attentive and affirming with others. So the quality of your connections to others, of course, affects your ability to be positive and thrive. The third one she talks about, tool three, is cultivate kindness. I don't know if you've read any of the research on random acts of kindness or purposeful acts of kindness, but in the research that she did, she says that actually doing one major act of kindness has a very powerful effect. Sonia Lembirsky also talks about this in her book, The How of Happiness. Tool four, she actually says to develop distractions. But she cautions us that we should have a list of healthy distractions and unhealthy distractions. And of course, you'd want to engage in as many of the healthy distractions as possible. Sometimes we just need a break from something. And one of my healthy distractions is actually doodling or painting or coloring. It helps stimulate my ideas for writing and often will get me going so that then I will go exercise or do something else that's a healthy distraction. Tool number five, dispute negative thinking. It's a very powerful exercise that she talks about from the Penn Resilience Program. And I'm not going to go into deep description about that, but whenever you have a negative thought, the most powerful thing to do is argue back at it, dispute it, challenge it, because lots of our negative thoughts are automatic and they come from somewhere within us, from some past issue, and they're not true. So I do this with myself. I have a lot of negative self-talk where I'm very hard on myself, and I try to dispute those thoughts. Tool number six, find nearby nature, is definitely an important one. When you connect with nature, walk on a path, walk in the woods, walk on the beach, smell flowers in the garden, it just revives us. We're meant to be out there in nature, and I think many of us forget that with our caught up busy lives. Tool number seven, learn and apply your strengths. There's a lot of tools out there. From Gallup, who have some strengths books, Strengths Finder, and there's a survey called the VIA, if you just Google it, the Values in Action Institute survey, developed by Martin Seligman and Chris Peterson. Some great tools to find out what are your strengths and how can you implement and incorporate those more into your daily activities. Sometimes we get frustrated with our work, our jobs, our situations that we're in, and we're not maybe utilizing our strengths, and that's why we feel frustrated. Sometimes we can't just go and quit our jobs, but we can incorporate some of the strengths we have back into the work that we do. Tool number eight, meditate mindfully. This one I'm working on as well. There are lots of resources for meditation, and it does not have to be anything complicated. So I'm certainly no expert on meditation. I'm sure you can find lots of resources on that. Tool number nine is meditate on loving kindness. It's kind of like it's just a variation of meditation where you're really focusing on loving images, taking care of yourselves, taking care of your loved ones, and trying to generate more compassionate feelings. I know for myself, if I'm frustrated with someone, I try to get back to an empathic stance where I realize that there's a reason why they're acting that way and try to have some compassion. It doesn't mean that I have to agree with them. It doesn't mean that I disempower myself, but it actually frees me to take care of myself. Tool 10, ritualize gratitude. I think she really hits on something here where Dr. Fredrickson highlights the importance of showing gratitude, whether it's, you know, before you go to sleep at night, saying what you're grateful for, making purposeful efforts to express gratitude to someone that you care about, making a point to look someone in the eye in a public place where they serve you and say thank you. Gratitude really promotes our well-being, and there's lots of research on that. Tool 11, savor positivity. I think that we all have sources of joy in our lives. And she talks about being willing to look at it differently. So find something that you love, savor it, spend some time and really create a place where you treasure that and cherish it. Tool number 12, Dr. Fredrickson talks about visualizing your future. And I think that many of us have dreams, but we might not work on visualizing them and journaling about them and talking about what our life mission is. Really, you know, she asked the question, when you think you've got it right, put it to the eulogy test. If you were to carry out this mission, would your time on earth be well spent? Would others resonate with appreciation and admiration? That's kind of always my test. Will I look at what's said in my eulogy and will I be happy with it? Those are the toolkits, and there's lots more things that she talks about. But what I love the most about this book is that it's grounded in research. It is user-friendly. It gives you some tests to test your positivity ratio, because there's a certain ratio of positive to negative emotions that helps us thrive best. And it's really not about a false pretense of being happy. It's about working towards a thriving, fulfilling life. So if I were to recommend to you a person to check out in positive psychology, would definitely be Dr. Fredrickson and her book, Positivity: How Groundbreaking Research Reveals How to Embrace the Hidden Strength of Positive Emotions, Overcome Negativity, and Thrive. Thanks so much for listening. Would love to hear your thoughts.